This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The director, John Waters, called his latest film A Dirty Shame. That title all but begged reviewers to joke that the film itself was a dirty shame. And that gives you a clue to the director's sense of humor. The Baltimore filmmaker is described as raunchy, perverse, outrageous, and hilarious. From his first big hit, Pink Flamingos, in 1972, through Polyester, Hairspray, and right up to his latest, John Waters has relished making audiences howl and cringe, often simultaneously. Now he speaks to NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg for her series, Scenes I Wish I'd Written.
He didn't pick a scene exactly. He picked a response director William Castle provoked that John Waters wishes he could match. It's in the 1959 film The Tingler.
It's a horror movie, and the tingler is an organism that lives inside your body, and it grows when you're frightened, and the only way to kill it is to scream. And the tingler gets loose in a movie theater.
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not panic.
And then buzzers went off under your seats, and they actually wired the theater.
But scream! Scream for your lives! The tingler is loose in this theater, and if you don't scream...
Every kid went so crazy. It was like, it was... cinema mayhem.
Scream for your life! It's here!
Look out, it's under the seat!
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's under the seat!
The tingler has been paralyzed by your screaming.
Vincent Price in director William Castle's The Tingler, John Waters' favorite movie scene. Mr. Waters also has a favorite playwright.
Well, Edward Albee, to me, really saved my life as a kid. Because I was in high school, I was an angry kid, I was a crazy kid, and I was bored. And that's the worst thing you could be in high school. It leads to anger and hatred of all authority, which I had. Even the meanest kids in school didn't beat me up because they thought I hated authority more than they did. I read Albee, certainly the early Zeus story and all that, and I thought there was another value system. There was another kind of beauty and smartness and coolness, and I've never not seen an Edward Albee play. I thought the last play he did about the goat was fabulous, a fabulous play.
Someone falls in love with the goat.
Yeah.
Has a long-standing affair.
Yes, he does, and it's very seriously done when he comes home to tell his wife that he's had an affair with a goat. And when he first tells her, it is incredibly priceless because it's so absurd and so funny. It's taking something that we all know and pushing it out there one more time to make it make you think of all sorts of infidelity in a completely different way now, that anything can happen. You don't just have to worry about the other woman. You have to worry about the other goat.
Saved your life when you were a kid. So that's really important as a kid because every child, every teenager thinks, I'm different, I'm weird, there's something wrong. I mean, that's sort of the teenage.
Well, I've tried to be a negative influence on young people, too. Every young person needs a negative art influence as they grow older. So I prefer being a filth elder to young people myself.
I think you're a filth elder in disguise, however. I just saw your new film, A Dirty Shame. For the most part, we couldn't talk about it on public radio.
But
I also looked at Hairspray, and I think you are such a moralist, John Waters. Hairspray is a movie that says, quit being mean to fat people and integrate this society. And A Dirty Shame is a movie that says, let's see what the sexual revolution really did to us, and let's take a look at what this word decency and the decency cops mean.
I agree with that. I agree with your high concept of them both. I think also that I'm humorously asking in A Dirty Shame is, can tolerance go too far? Do we have to accept everything? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, whatever you are, don't try to put it on someone else. Mind your own business. That's my politics.
So as long as we're talking about your work and your philosophies, think about Hairspray now. Pick a scene that you especially like.
There's a scene when... Tracy and her white friends have snuck down to the black ghetto to go to a dance, which was very much what I did in Baltimore because we grew up with black radio. And we always wanted to go to the black record hops because they were the coolest. And it was scary, though, to go there then. It was, you know, you'd get beat up. And so they're standing there making out, and a black guy walks by, a rhythm and blues guy singing, Nothing Takes the Place of You. I used to lie in bed at my parents' house in Baltimore, and at night I would hear black guys walking home a cappella singing, and it was so beautiful and it was so liberating to me that that is probably the most personal scene to me in the movie.
So I wait until you're home. Again, I'll love you, but I'm all alone.
Music from Hairspray, written and directed by John Waters. Our series, Scenes I Wish I Had Written, continues next Tuesday with the man who so influenced Mr. Waters, playwright Edward Albee. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Oh, nothing takes the place of you.
You can see scenes from The Tingler and hear more conversations in this series at npr.org.
All right.